Just north of downtown San Antonio, the landscape begins a slow but steady rise. Amid the occasional mid-rise buildings, a striking architectural feature attracts attention. It's a dome, radiant with iridescent red and orange tiles. Up close, the building beneath the dome also is a powerful presence. It's Temple Beth El, home to San Antonio's oldest Jewish congregation. The city's German Jewish community organized the temple in 1874. Their original building faced Travis Park. Expansion of the downtown business district and the need for more space led Beth El members to sell that site in 1924. They moved to Laurel Heights, where the new temple and community house were completed in 1927. San Antonio architects Carl Van Sweiter and Malcolm G. Simons designed the temple as a cubic building that ascends in two stages to the hemisphere on top. The brilliant red dome contrasts with the blocky base, which contains an entrance vestibule and a simple, spacious sanctuary that seats 1,200. The exterior of the building is plastered and painted white. Elaborate Spanish-style cast concrete ornamentation offsets the geometric severity. Platforms flank menorahs above entryways. The parapet crest with a running band of shells that frame a pair of arched stone tablets that evoke the tablets of the law. In 2003, San Antonio architects Marmon Mock restored the sanctuary, remodeled community facilities, and added a glass-walled reception space, the Dreben Pavilion, between the temple and the community house. This expansive pavilion is capped by a thin vaulted copper roof that echoes the geometry of the temple's dome. The openness of the pavilion contrasts with the closed mass of the temple. There's something typically San Antonio in the way the new acknowledges the old at Temple Beth El. It seems to say that the community is open to change without disowning its past.